我们对神越认识
，the more we know God，
我们就越有这个把握
，the more we have this assurance。
我们对神越认识
，the more we know Him，
我们就越有这个经历
，the more we will have this experience。
知道我们的神有一个心愿，愿意我们来认识他。
And we know that our God has this desire that we would know Him。
认识神成了我们生活中一份非常重要的一件事。
So knowing God is the most imperative thing in our life。
它不只是一件事。
Not only is this a thing。
其实是我们整个的生活。
But actually is the very life of ours。
我们想象一下，如果我们不认识神。
Now let's picture this if we do not know Him.
是一个何等可怕的光景。
What a dreadful condition that would be.
我们不认识神，就是落在那个黑暗里头，落在那个死亡里边。
Because if we do not know God, then we're simply in that darkness, in that death.
我们认识神，就带我们出黑暗入光明。
But knowing God will bring us out of darkness into light.
但是我们神的心意不只是仅仅让我们认识他。
But our God's heart for us is not simply for us to know Him.
神的心意乃是要我们完全的认识他。
His heart is for us to know Him fully.
我们仔细思想自己的生活。
As we consider carefully of our life,
我们常常经历各种各样的难处。
We know we face so many difficulties along the way.
困扰。
And bewilderment.
这都是因为我们不完全的认识他。
And this is all because that we do not fully know Him.
神的心意乃是要我们完全的认识他。
God's heart for us is to know Him fully.
所以我们感谢神，我们今天就是要来和弟兄姊妹一起来交通我们如何认识神。
So we thank God that today we would like to share with you together on how to know Him.
在开始之前，我们有点祷告。
So before we start, shall we pray first?
亲爱的主
Dear Lord
愿我们每一个人都以心灵和诚实来到你的面前
May each one of us come before you in spirit and truth
当我们以心灵和诚实来到你的面前的时候就求你喜悦
When we come in spirit and truth may we be acceptable to you
我们在你的面前只有一个要求
Our Lord before you there is only request
祈求你自己和我们的同在
That is, we ask for your presence
因为若你不在我们的当中
Because if you're not in our midst
我们所诉说的即使是传讲的即使是真理
Whatever we say, even though we preach the very truth
也是徒然
is futile
即使我们所听的是纯正的真理
Even though what we hear is a sound truth
即使我们所明白的也是纯正的真理
Even though what we understand is a sound doctrine,
若没有你的同在
but if without your presence,
也是徒然
it is also vain.
主啊，我们何等求你，渴求你自己和我们的同在。
Oh Lord, how much we earnestly ask for your presence.
愿你的圣灵在我们的中间。
May your spirit be in our midst.
无论是传讲的
no matter it's the person who preaches.
是翻译的
or the person who translates
是领受的
or the person who receives
愿我们蒙到你自己的恩典
May each one of us receive your grace
求你开我们的眼
Oh Lord, open our hearts
开我们的心
Open our hearts
愿荣耀归给你
To you be all the glory
我们等候仰望奉主耶稣基督的名
We wait for you and hope in you in the Lord Jesus' holy name Amen
神为了让我们认识他
In order for us to know him
从新约圣经一开始就让我们看到
God from the very beginning of the New Testament
神的羔羊来到我们中间
He shows us that the Lamb of God has come in our midst
认识羔羊是我们认识神的关键的一步
So knowing the Lamb is a very critical point through which we would know him
这只羔羊不仅仅带我们一开始的认识他
This lamb will not only lead us to know him in the very beginning,
还要带我们直到那日。
He will also lead us all the way until that day,
完全地认识他。
To know him completely.
我们先打开圣经来读一段圣经，是在约翰福音第一章。
Please open your Bible, let's read one passage in the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
John 1.
第一章第二十九节。
Verse 29.
约翰福音第一章第二十九节。
The Gospel according to John 1:29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
约翰又作见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天上降下，32节，住在他的身上。”
Verse 32, and John bore witness, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him."
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“我看见圣灵降下，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit."
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，这是神的羔羊。”
And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
下一段圣经是在第三章。
Next passage is in chapter 3.
第三章我们来看二十九节和三十节。
Verses 29 and 30.
娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must increase.But I must decrease.
这段圣经是讲到施洗约翰为主耶稣做的见证。
This passage speaks of the testimony that John the Baptist bore for Jesus.
施洗约翰是谁呢？
Then who is this John the Baptist?
第一章前面的经节告诉我，这个人是神所差来的。
In the first chapter, the passage tells us that this is the one sent by God.
神差他来做什么呢？
And why did God send him?
圣经告诉我们，这个人来是要为做见证的，就是为光做见证，叫世人因他可以相信。
The Bible tells us that he came for a testimony for the light, so that the man would believe.
这个人不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
This man is not the light, but to bear witness for that light.
他要做见证的那个光是真光。
And the light he bears witness is the true light.
要照亮一切生在世上的人。
He gives light to all who come into the world.
那个真光他来到自己的地方。
And that light came to his own.
为什么我们要来为这个光做见证呢？
Why is that we have to bear witness of this true light?
为什么约翰要为这个光做见证呢？
And why is John the Baptist had to bear witness of it?
因为这个光来到世界上，世界却不接待他。
Because this light came into the world, but the world did not receive him.
他在这个世界。
He was in the world.
这个世界也是借着他所造的。
And through whom the world was made.
可是世界却不认识他。
But the world did not know him.
我们再一次来到认识神这个问题上。
Again, as we come back to the thing of knowing God,
有多少的人是完全拒绝神，完全不接待神，完全不认识神的？
There are so many people who totally refuse to receive him.
结果就落在那个黑暗的里头。
They simply sink into darkness.
就落在那个死亡的黑暗里。
Into the very darkness of death.
感谢神，我们有一些是认识神的。
But we thank God that some of us do know him.
可是我们却不完全的认识神。
However, we do not know him fully.
所以我们还是在那个苦难，在那个难处中
So many times we continue to stay in those difficulties.
神的心意乃是不仅仅要我们认识他。
But God's purpose is not only for us to know him.
神的心意乃是要我们完全的认识他。
But he wants to know him completely.
只有我们完全的认识他，我们才能遵行他的旨意。
Only when we completely know him, we'll be able to do his will.
只有我们完全的认识他，我们才能遵行他的旨意。
Only when we know him fully, we can obey his commands.
只有我们完全的认识他，神的心才能得到满足。
And only when we fully know him, that his heart will be fully satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个认识不只是我们头脑里头的认识。
This knowing is not simply the head knowledge.
这个认识是生命里头的认识。
This knowing comes from your life.
这个认识乃是我们经历里头的认识。
And this knowing is also the knowing in your experience.
这个认识神跟我们是有关系的。
And this knowing God is so closely related to us.
这个活的关系是我们的认识。
Because this living relationship is our knowing.
神是多么的愿望盼望着能够让我们认识他。
How much the Lord wants us to know him.
为了让我们能认识他，圣经前面告诉我们，约翰福音的前面告诉我们。
Now in order for us to know him, in the very beginning of the book of John tells us,
他差他的独生子来到我们中间。
That he sent his only begotten son into our midst.
第一章第十四节告诉我们说，道成了肉身。
Chapter 1 verse 14, and the word became flesh.
支搭帐篷住在人的中间。
That is, he tabernacled among men.
他不但要我们认识他。
Not only did he want us to know him.
他愿意和我们住在一起。
He also wanted to live among us.
我们想象一件事情。
Now let's picture this.
如果跟我们同住的人你不认识他，是多么的可怕。
How terrible that would be if the person who lives with you does not know you.
我们的神要住在我们的当中。
Now God wants to live among us.
他要我们完全的认识他。
And he wants us to know him completely.
他知道我们常常有很多的软弱，不能够认识他。
He knows that we have so many weaknesses that hindered us from knowing him.
但是他何等愿意我们能够看见他。
Oh, but how much he wants us to see him.
圣经里他告诉我们说，我们也见过他的荣光。
And it's written in the Bible that we beheld his glory.
我们从哪里见到的呢？
Where did we see him?
那是见过他独生子的荣光。
Because we're seeing the glory of his begotten son.
那是借着他的独生子向我们显现。
Through his only begotten son, God reveals himself to us.
圣经里他告诉我们说，没有人看得见神。
The Bible tells us that nobody has ever seen God at any time.
我们怎么看见他呢？
So, where have we seen him?
只有父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the begotten son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
所以神，从这些方面我们看到神是多么的渴望我们能认识他。
So from all these aspects, we gather the fact that how much our God wants us to know him.
认识神不只是我们的心愿。
Now, knowing God, it isn't only our desire.
认识神是神的心愿。
But knowing God is God's heart.
我们有的时候常常说我们认识神了。
A lot of times we say we know him.
但是认识神的结果是什么呢？
But what's the result of knowing him?
认识神的表现是什么呢？
What's the manifestation of knowing him?
就是刚才我们所读到的一节圣经。
There is one verse which we just read.
那两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣。
As the verse tells us, the two disciples heard Jesus speak and they followed him.
这个是我们认识神所带出来的表现。
This should be the result of our knowing him.
我们从刚才的经文读的经文里头看到，
From the passages we just read,
在我们要认识神的上呢，有两个点。
We know that there are two points that are vital for our knowledge of him.
第一个是讲到神的儿子。
First is the Son of God.
第二个是讲到神的羔羊。
The second is the Lamb of God.
什么是神的儿子？
What is the Son of God?
在希伯来书第一章一开始的三节讲得非常的好。
In Hebrews, the first three verses speak so well of this.
我读给大家听。
Allow me to read them for you.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖， 就在这末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万物的，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能和命令托住万有，他清洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins,sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
这段经文把神的儿子描写得清清楚楚。
This passage describes the Son so clearly.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Because he is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person.
这是讲到我们神儿子的性质和身份。
This tells us the attributes, the person of God's Son.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神的荣耀的彰显。
Because he is the brightness of God's glory, he is the expression of his glory.
他是神本体的真相，是与神同等的。
And he is equal with God because he is the expression of his being.
他坐在高天至大者的右边，再一次讲到他的地位。
Again,As he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, this speaks of his position.
也曾借着他创造诸世界，常用全能的命令托住万有。
And God,
他洗净人的罪，这是讲到他的工作。
And God made all the world through him, and this speaks of the work of him as he upheld all things by the word of his power after he had.Purge our sins.
他与父神一起创造世界。
Because together with the Heavenly Father, He created the world.
他的权柄胜过了那恶者。
And His dominion overcame the evil one.
胜过了那掌死权的。
Overcame the one who holds the power of death.
他自己洗净了我们的罪，完成了救赎。
He Himself purged our sins, and He completed the redemption.
这个是神儿子的工作。
This is the work of God's Son.
坐在你我的身上
which he performed on you and on me.
圣经又告诉我们，又早已立他作为承受万有的。
The Bible also tells us that God has already appointed him heir of all things.
什么是承受者？
What is the heir?
承受就是代表。
The heir is the representative.
他是父神完全的代表。
He is the complete representative of God the Father.
他是父神全权的代表。
He is the sole representation of the Father.
神的儿子亲自地告诉我们。
God's Son tells us himself.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里。
That except through him, no one can come to the Father.
若不经过这个全权的代表，我们没有办法到父神那里去。
Except through this full representative, that no one can come to the Father.
神的儿子告诉我们。
And God's Son also tells us,
不认识子的就不认识父。
He who does not know the Son does not know the Father.
我们要认识神，必须要认识子。
To know God, we must know the Son first.
因为神一切的工作都是在他儿子里边做成的。
All God's works have been performed in His Son.
所以认识神的儿子是非常关键的。
So knowing God's Son is most critical.
第二个讲到神的羔羊。
Secondly, the passage speaks of the Lamb of God.
一讲到神的羔羊，带我们想到什么事？
Now, whenever we speak of the Lamb of God, what does that lead us to?
我们想到了旧约。
It leads us to the Old Testament.
想到了在创世纪二十二章的时候，大家所熟悉的一件事情。
And we remember the event in Genesis 22, which are familiar to you all.
那是亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情。
That's the story.Of Abraham offering Isaac.
那个里头有一件关键，有一句关键的话。
And there is one very critical passage there.
那是当以撒在问他的父亲亚伯拉罕的时候，问他 那个祭物在哪里？
That's where Isaac asked his father, Father, where is the sacrifice?
亚伯拉罕说，
And Abraham replied,
神必自己预备一只做燔祭的羔羊。
God himself will provide for this burnt offering.
神必自己预备这个燔祭的羔羊。
God himself will provide for this burnt offering.
这个羔羊是神自己预备。
And this very lamb is prepared by God himself.
是他自己预备的。
It's being prepared by God himself.
那一个燔祭。
That burnt offering.
是要除去我们的罪。
It's to take away the sins of the world.
他是要代替我们的罪。
He is to replace our sins.
因为神预备的那只羔羊是无罪的。
Because the lamb that God has prepared is sinless.
是代替我们。
He replaces a substitute for our sins.
在希伯来书十章的时候告诉我们。
In Hebrews 10 we read.
那只羔羊就是耶稣基督。
The lamb is Jesus Christ himself.
那只羔羊一次的献祭就代替了我们所有的人。
Because the offering of the sacrifice once He has substituted for us all forever.
我们是不完全的。
We are incomplete.
而这只无罪的羔羊。
But this sinless lamb.
因为一次替我们献上祭。
Because being offered once as our sin offering.
我们这些信神的人。
So all of us who believe in God.
就成了完全。
Have now been perfected.
这是在希伯来书里头告诉我们。
And this is what we read in the book of Hebrews.
那么另外一件事让我们想到。羔羊想到什么呢？
Now another thing about the lamb is
想到了出埃及记。
That we recall in Exodus
想到了逾越节。
We recall the Passover
那一只羔羊。
That very lamb
在哥林多前书第五章已经告诉我们。
1 Corinthians 5 we read
耶稣基督就是那只羔羊。
Christ Jesus is that lamb
因为在出埃及记那埃及全地的时候
Because as they were about to leave the Egypt
当死亡临到埃及地的时候
When death came upon the land of Egypt
神的儿女家里都有羔羊
The God's children have lamb in their household
有羔羊有羔羊的血所涂抹的门
Their houses are anointed with the blood of the lamb
死亡就临不到他们的身上。
Therefore, death would not come upon them.
所以让我们知道，在那死亡临到埃及地的时候。
So we know that on that very day when death came upon the land of Egypt.
有羔羊就有生命。
Where there was the lamb, there was life.
我们实在知道，通过这两个事情。
So now we know through these two things.
第一个让我们知道，那羔羊是无罪的。
First, we do know that the lamb is sinless.
羔羊是代替我们的。
The lamb substitutes us.
代替我们的罪。
It substitutes for our sins.
代替我们的死。
For our death.
在出埃及记这个逾越节的羔羊是代表生命。
The Passover lamb also represents life.
有羔羊就有生命。
Whoever has the lamb has life.
因为在彼得前书的时候，他告诉我们，这羔羊的血可以洗我们的罪。
Because as we read in 1 Peter, that we know that this blood of lamb will cleanse our sins.
我们有了羔羊
，When we have this lamb,
就能洗净我们的罪。
This lamb will cleanse all our sins.
主耶稣自己来到地上，他讲什么
？When the Lord Jesus came to this world, what did he say?
他说我来了是要叫羊得生命。
I came to give life to the flock.
这羔羊给我们生命。
So we know this lamb gives us life.
我们今天就在神的羔羊的里边享受它。
Today in God's lamb, we actually enjoy Him.
那么这羔羊跟你我到底怎么样能够联系起来呢？
Then how could this lamb be connected with you and me?
我们要想经历羔羊。
For us to experience this lamb,
求圣灵把我们带到一个地方。
We have to pray to the Holy Spirit that He will lead us to such a place.
那就是哥哥他山。
That is the Golgotha.
那就是十字架的下边。
That is at the feet of the cross.
那就是羔羊被钉在十字架的时候。
Where the lamb was crucified.
我们从圣经里头所记录的三个人。
Now, from the three persons recorded in the Bible.
在那哥哥他山。
At Golgotha.
在十字架下。
At the feet of the cross.
在羔羊被钉在十字架的下边。
When the lamb was crucified.
我们来看这些人的经历是什么。
We now consider their experiences together.
这些人的经历也能成为你我的经历。
Because their experiences will also become our experiences.
我们第一个看到的是在路加福音二十三章。
First, we'll consider the person recorded in Book of Luke, chapter 23.
在路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23.
我们从三十八节读到四十三节。
We'll read from verse 38 to 43.
我读给大家听。
23:38.
路加福音二十三章三十八节。
Luke 23:38.
这是讲到耶稣被钉的时候的一件事情。
It speaks of the event when Jesus was crucified.
在耶稣以上有一个牌子，有古卷在此用希利尼、罗马、希伯来的文字写着，这是犹太人的王。
An inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews.
那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑，他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样的受刑，还不怕什么？
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?"
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.
就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园了。
And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
这是记录到我们大家都熟悉的那个强盗的故事。
This records the story of one of the criminals that we're so familiar with.
有两个强盗。
There are two robbers there.
当他们看见耶稣头上的那个牌子，犹太人的王的时候
，When they saw the inscription above Jesus' head, the King of the Jews，
两个强盗对神的认识完全不一样。
The knowings of these two robbers are totally different。
有一个在讥笑他
，One was blaspheming Jesus，
因为他看着他不像王。
Because he looked at Jesus, he didn't think he looked like a king。
即使他自己说他自己是王，但是他像一个失败的王。
Well, even though he said he was king, he must be a failed king.
可是另外一个
，But the other，
看到同样的牌子
，He saw the same inscription，
同样的耶稣钉在十字架上
，The same Jesus hung on the cross，
他看到是不一样的
，He saw something different，
他看到他是无罪的
，He saw Jesus being sinless，
他怎么说的呢
？So what did he say？
他说，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
这是什么
？Then what is this？
这是那无罪的羔羊。
This is the sinless lamb.
他为什么被钉在那个上面呢
？Why is he nailed on the cross？
他看见他上面有个牌子。
He saw that inscription above him.
犹太人的王。
He's the king of the Jews.
在那之前，我们大家了解一点圣经的，还知道他台上头上，耶稣的头上戴着一个冠冕。
If you know a bit of the Bible, you know, right before this, our Jesus also wore a crown.
冠冕是应当给神给王戴的。
Crown was to be put on the head of a king.
可是我们的主耶稣戴的冠冕是用什么做的？
And what is the crown made of?
是用荆棘做的。
Crown made of thorn.
请问大家，荆棘是什么？
Now let me ask you this. What is the thorn?
荆棘是人类犯罪之后，神诅咒这个地所产出来的。
It is the product after man sinned against God, after God cursed the land.
荆棘是代表着诅咒。
Thorn represents curse.
是罪的结果。
This is the result of sin.
而看见耶稣头上戴着人的咒，戴着咒诅。
And he saw that Jesus' head wearing this crown of curse.
戴着人犯罪的结果。
He's bearing the result of man's sin.
这个强盗看见什么了？
What did this robber see?
他不仅看到的，那是神的羔羊。
Not only did he see that, he was the Lamb of God.
他不仅看到的，那是无罪的羔羊。
Not only did he see that, this is the sinless Lamb.
他还是担当世人罪孽代替替罪的羔羊。
But also, he saw this Lamb that take away all man's work, the sins of the world. He's a substitution.
当他看见羔羊的时候，他就有一个跟从耶稣的表示。
And when he saw this lamb, he gave out this indication that he wanted to follow him.
他的跟从是怎么表示的？
How did he express his following?
他是勇敢的认罪。
He bravely confessed his sins.
他怎么说呢？
So what did he say?
他说，我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
Well, he said, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our sins.
他承认自己的罪。
He confessed his sins.
认罪还不够。
And confession is not enough yet.
他跟从神，跟从耶稣，还有一个表示。
And to follow Jesus, he also indicated that.
他怎么样？他求告神。
What would he do? He called on God.
他怎么说的呢？
So what did he say?
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
认罪。
Confession.
求告。
Crying out to the Lord.
这是我们每一个人得救必须走的一条路。
This is the way for each of us who believes in the Lord. We have to walk in it.
这是跟从神，跟从耶稣的表示。
This is the indication of a person who follows Jesus.
那这个强盗他经历了什么呢？
Now what did this robber experience?
神马上应许他说，我实在的告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园了。
And Jesus said to him immediately, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
就好像耶稣一直就等着他要有这个请求一样。
As though Jesus had been waiting for him to make the request.
因为神的应许永远是立即的。
Because God's promise is always immediate.
神的应许而且是实际的。
And God's promise is also practical.
他没有说你要等将来。
He never said that you have to wait until the time to come.
他说的是今日。
He said today.
现在。
Now.
你就要和我同在。
You will be with me.
同在那乐园。
In paradise.
多少人想到天国的事是将来的事情。
So many people when they think of the kingdom of heaven, they think of something in the future.
可是神在这里告诉我们，就是现在。
But God tells us right here, it's now.
就是今天。
It's today.
这是我们每一个信神的人都经历到的。
And this is every one of us who believes in God has experienced.
有一首诗歌唱得非常的好。
There is a hymn, it's so well sung.
什么是天堂？
What is heaven?
有主同在就是天堂。
Heaven is where God is present with you.
神主耶稣在这里亲自的应许这个犯人。
The Lord himself promised this robber.
我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
只要你认罪。
As long as you confess your sins.
求告。
And call on me.
这是神对我们每个人的应许。
This is the promise that God gives to each one of us.
这个犯人还经历了一件事。
And this criminal also experienced another thing.
他的罪的赦免是没有条件的。
That is, his forgiveness was unconditional.
主耶稣没有跟他讲。
The Lord Jesus never said to him,
你要做好这个，做好那个，做好这些，才能够跟我同在。
Now, first you have to do this and that, and then you will be with me.
为什么？
Why?
因为救恩本身就是神的恩典。
Because salvation itself is the grace of God.
罪的代价太大了。
Because the wages of sin are so great.
没有人付得起那个债啊。
Nobody can pay for it.
所以神才设立了他的羔羊。
Therefore God set up his lamb.
无罪的羔羊。
The sinless lamb.
代替的羔羊。
The substitutionary lamb.
让我们才能因着他能够得救。
So that through him we could be saved.
这是这个犯人罪犯他所经历的。
This is what the criminal had experienced.
你我所有蒙到神的救恩的都经历了这个羔羊。
But all of us who have received this salvation, this grace, also have experienced it.
如果我们中间还有一些人是没有认识这个羔羊的。
If anyone among us who hasn't known this lamb,
这里是神的应许。
And here is God's promise for you.
只要你认罪，求告他。
As long as you confess your sins and call on his name,
羔羊必成为你自己的神。
The lamb will become your God.
代替你的罪。
To substitute for your sins.
羔羊必与你同在。
And the lamb will be with you.
就在今天。
Right in today.
就在这个时候。
Right now at this moment.
再有一点
and something else
我们来看到这个犯人他还有一项更深一层的经历
we see that this criminal also had a more deep experience of him
他对神的认识有更深一层的认识
his understanding of God has now go down one step further
这是我们今天这些信了神的儿女所需要认识的
And this is also something that those of us today who know him need to know.
他看到的那只羔羊不仅仅是在那里带无罪的羔羊。
The criminal not only saw this lamb that it was sinless.
不仅仅是那个带罪的羔羊。
Not only the substitutionary lamb there.
他看到的那只羔羊是得胜的羔羊。
He also the lamb being victorious.
是真正的作王的羔羊。
He was a lamb who reigned.
我们来看他是怎么跟耶稣讲的。
So let's now consider how he said to Jesus.
他说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候。
”Jesus, when you come into your kingdom.
什么是德国降临
？What is come into his kingdom？
是他将来得胜回来的时候。
Is it when he triumphed and returns？
所以这个犯人他看到的这位羔羊不仅仅是他的救主
So this criminal not only sees this lamb as his savior
他是得胜的羔羊
He is a victorious lamb
得胜的王
He is a victorious king
也就是我们常说的另外一句话是你我的主
And this is also something else you and I said that he is our Lord that now the robber saw it
当我们不能认识羔羊他不仅仅是我们的救主也是我们的主的时候
If we do not know that this lamb not only is our savior but also is our Lord
我们这些神的儿女就在地上经历到各种各样的难处
Then we as God's children will experience all kinds of difficulties on earth
什么是我们的主
What is our Lord
主就是掌管我们一切
This Lord rules all of us
掌管我自己的一切
rules everything about me
他才是那位王
and then he is the king
那位王也是掌管我们一切
and this king rules everything
我请问大家一个问题
I would like to ask you one question
我们是那个罪犯里的哪一个
which one of us is which one of the criminals
我们常常认为我们是那个悔改的那个犯人。
We often feel that we must be the repented criminal.
因为我们认罪悔改了。
Because we repented.
可是我们有看到这位是得胜的王也是我的主吗
But do we also see this victorious king also our Lord.
不仅仅是我的救主，更是我的主。
He's not only my Savior, but even more, He is my Lord.
其实我的答案给大家的是，我们有的时候也常常落在那个讥笑他的那个犯人的光景的里面。
Actually, my answer for my question is that so many times we are just like that mocking robber who blasphemed Jesus.
在自己王的宝座上。
And we're sitting on the throne of the king.
我请问大家一个问题。
May I ask you another one question?
是你让耶稣坐在那儿做王呢，还是我自己坐在我自己的宝座上做王？
Do you allow Jesus to sit in his throne, or you yourself sit on your own throne?
多少的时候？
So many times.
我们自己坐在自己的宝座上做王。
That we're simply sitting on our thrones and to be king.
可是我们嘴里头还在说耶稣是王。
But then again, our mouths would say, "Oh, Jesus is the king."
请问这个时候，我们是不是就像那个讥笑他的犯人一样？
May I ask you right at this time, aren't you just like the blaspheming robber?
我们还唱耶稣基督是王。
And again, we would sing that Jesus Christ is the king.
可是自己坐在王的宝座上。
But however, you yourself sit on your throne.
那个时候就像不像，我们像不像罗马的兵丁在那里讽刺他？
Aren't we just like those Roman soldiers mocking our Lord?
恭喜你是王。
Oh, hail to the king.
求圣灵光照我们。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
让我们知道我们的光景是什么样子。
So we know what our inner conditions are.
让我们知道我们周围的难处是从哪里来的。
So that we would know where do all the problems facing us come from.
让我们知道我们自己的难处是从哪里来的。
So that we know where do our problems arise.
是因为我们自己坐在自己的宝座上做王。
It's all because we sit on our thrones and we are the kings ourselves.
因为我们有的时候甚至犯罪。
Sometimes we even sin.
把我们的主耶稣重钉十字架。
And we even re-crucify him again.
就像那个讥笑他的犯人。
Just like the criminal who mocked at Jesus.
犯罪抵挡我们的神。
We sin and we rebel against him.
求圣灵光照我们。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
让我们看到我们自己。
So that we could actually see ourselves.
神多么愿望我们能够看见这位羔羊。
How much our God wants us to see this lamb.
不仅是无罪的羔羊。
He's not only the sinless lamb.
不仅是代罪的羔羊。
He's not only substitutionary lamb.
更是坐在荣耀宝座上德国降临的羔羊。
He's even more the glorious lamb who sits on the throne and he comes into his kingdom.
是一位得胜的君王。
He's the victorious king.
这个罪犯的经历。
Now this criminal's experience.
乃是一个和神同在的经历。
It's the experience of being present with God.
什么是与神同在？
Now, what is to be present with Him?
哥罗西书第二章里的告诉我们，把神的丰富丰盛讲给我们的时候，有一个关键的话。
Now, Colossians 2, as the Bible reveals to us God's fullness, there is one very critical passage there.
乃是要我们与主同死同复活。
That is, we should be.Crucified with him together and be raised with him together.
我们多少的时候只想到复活，想不到死。
So many times we only think of resurrection, we never think of death.
这个罪犯。
This criminal.
他没有求神说你免去我今天的死。
He did not plead with Jesus that, Oh Lord, save me from death today.
他有更深一层的认识。
But he has this deeper understanding of Jesus.
他知道要与主同死。
Because he knew to die with Jesus.
若不同死，不能同复活。
If not being dead with Jesus together, he would never be raised together with him.
但是他心里头有一个美好的盼望。
So in his heart, he had this wonderful hope.
是一个真理的盼望。
It's a hope of the truth.
是一个在对羔羊认识很清楚之后的一个盼望。
This hope came only through the thorough understanding of the Lamb.
他要与主同复活。
That he would be raised together with the Lord.
这就是他的盼望。
And this was his hope.
所以他说，当你德国降临的时候，纪念我。
So he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以求圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
多少的时候我们不愿意与主同死。
So many times we do not want to die with him.
我们也就失去了那同复活的盼望。
So we've lost the hope of resurrection.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord, show us his grace.
下一个人物我们要看到的是在约翰福音十九章。
Next figure we'll consider together is John 19.
这个人大家都很知道。
And this person, we know him very well.
我读给大家听，很快的过去。
Let me read it for you. We'll do it quickly.
这里头提到两个人，我们要重点讲一个人。
Well, although this passage speaks of two persons, but our emphasis is just on one.
约翰福音十九章三十八节。
John 19 verse 38.
到四十节。
To 40.
这些事以后有。亚利马太人约瑟就是 耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人就暗暗地做门徒。他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去，比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去。
After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus.
又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香，约有一百斤前来。
And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds.
他们就照犹太人的葬礼的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料涂裹好了。
Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury.
这段圣经是告诉我们，有两个人。
This passage tells us that there are two people.
他们以前是暗暗的做门徒。
They were secret disciples.
他们怕一些事情。
They were afraid of certain things.
所以只敢暗暗的做门徒。
So they would be disciples secretly only.
但是当主耶稣在十字架上被钉之后。
But after Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他们来出来把主耶稣的尸体埋葬。
They came out from darkness and they buried Jesus' body.
我们今天主要来看尼哥底母。
Today we'll emphasize on Nicodemus.
尼哥底母是那个也是那个做暗暗门徒的一个。
He was one of the disciples who secretly followed Jesus.
我们怎么知道呢？因为他从前是夜里来见耶稣的。
How did you know this? Because he came to see Jesus by night before.
那段的故事大家都很熟。
And we all know this story very well.
约翰福音三章。
John 3.
大家都很熟。
Everybody knows it well.
尼哥底母是个什么样的人呢？
What kind of person is Nicodemus?
首先讲到他是法利赛人。
First, he's a Pharisee.
他又是个犹太人的官。
And he is a ruler among the Jews.
他还是以色列人的先生。
And also he's a teacher of the Jews.
什么叫以色列人的先生？
What is a teacher of the Jews?
就像今天的教授一样。
It's just the counterpart would be today's professors.
不但知识丰富。
Not only he has a lot of knowledge.
而且还有社会地位。
But also he has certain social status.
什么是犹太人的官？
What is the ruler of Jews?
他是有政治地位的。
That means he held this political position.
什么叫法利赛人？
And what is a Pharisee?
他还是有宗教追求的。
And he is a man who pursues religion.
所以这个人有社会，有知识。
So this person had knowledge.
有政治上的地位。
He has political ranking.
还有宗教的追求。
And also he had this religious pursuit.
大概在我们中间同样具有这三方面的不太多。
I guess among us, not too many of us have all these three at one time.
可是我们现在来看这个人是怎么样的人。
But let's now see what kind of person he is.
他觉得这三样都不能满足他。
Nicodemus felt that all of the three could never satisfy him.
他有追求。
He was pursuing.
结果他就来找耶稣。
So he came to seek Jesus.
耶稣跟他讲什么？
And what did Jesus say to him?
讲到一个真理。
Jesus told him one piece of truth.
重生的真理。
It's the truth of being born again.
可是这个人。
But this man.
他听到重生的真理之后怎么样呢？
After he heard this truth of born again.
他心里很受感动。
He was so deeply touched.
但是他还是不明白。
But still, he couldn't understand it.
所以他继续暗暗地做门徒。
So he continued to follow Jesus secretly.
他是一个有头脑的人。
He was a man of intellect.
他不轻易地做一件事。
He would never do something so hastily.
他追求也很认真。
And he was pursuing that certain thing so earnestly.
他像我们中间很多的人一样。
So he's just like many people among us.
像不像？
Was he like among many people among us? Very much so.
但是他有一条。
But there was something about him.
他仔细地观察耶稣。
He observed Jesus very carefully.
他观察耶稣行走。
He observed Jesus walking.
就像我们一开始所读的那段圣经一样。
Just as we read in the beginning passages that we read.
当他看见耶稣行走的时候。
As he saw Jesus walk.
什么是行走？
What is walking?
是我们的表现。
That simply is a manifestation of our being.
是耶稣基督的表现。
So it's the expression of Jesus.
当他看见耶稣行走，耶稣的表现的时候。
When he saw Jesus walking, everything about Jesus.
他看到那是神的羔羊。
He saw that was the Lamb of God.
当他看到耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
As he saw Jesus being crucified on the cross.
他看到那是无罪的羔羊。
He saw him as a sinless lamb.
他是那只代罪的羔羊。
He was a substitutionary lamb.
结果他就有一个表现，有一个跟从耶稣的表现。
And then he had this showing of following Jesus.
对不起，我们再回去看一下，再回去讲一下他对羔羊的认识。
Excuse us, we're just backtrack a little bit. Come back to his understanding of the lamb.
当他看见那只无罪的羔羊、代罪的羔羊的时候。
When he saw this sinless substitutionary lamb.
圣灵开他的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit opened his heart eyes.
他突然间明白了那重生的道理。
All of a sudden, he understood the truth of being born again.
他以前曾经问耶稣。
Before he asked Jesus.
人已经老了，如何能重生呢？再重生呢
？A man being old, how could he be born again?
我们的主跟他解释。
And our Lord explained this to him.
最后他说一句。
And then he said in the end.
怎么能有这样的事呢？
How can a thing like this be?
可是当他看见哥哥他山十字架上的羔羊的时候。
But as he saw on the cross at Golgotha, the lamb on the cross.
他突然明白了。
Now he dawned on him. He understood it.
明白了重生的真意。
He understood the truth of being born again.
明白了那羔羊不仅仅是代罪。
He understood that the lamb not only is substitutionary.
他经历了那羔羊赐生命。
But he experienced the lamb who gave life.
突然间。
All of a sudden.
他以前作为法利赛人对圣经的那些知识。
All the knowledge he held being a Pharisee.
这些知识。
All this knowledge.
突然间成为了自己的经历。
All of a sudden became his experience.
他原来对神的认识。
The understanding he held before toward God.
是在这头脑里头。
Was simply in his head.
突然间。
All of a sudden.
落到自己的心里。
It sunk into his heart.
旧约里头所记载的那些字句。
All the words, letters recorded in Old Testament.
突然间。
All of a sudden.
变成了生命的话语。
Became the word of life.
这个是他在看见羔羊所对他的改变。
This is the change after he saw the lamb.
当他看见羔羊。
When he saw the lamb.
他要跟从他。
He wanted to follow him.
他做了一件什么事。
And what did he do?
公开的出来为主做见证。
And publicly he bore witness of him.
不再暗暗的。
No longer would he do it secretly.
不再怕了。
He wasn't afraid anymore.
他带了一百斤的香。
And he brought over 100 pounds of spices.
这是一个非常昂贵的。
This is very costly.
这预表着一件什么事呢？
Why does this typify?
我们的奉献。
It typifies our offering of ourselves.
我想跟弟兄姊妹们讲一下。
Now, brother and sister, I would like to share with you on this in passing.
奉献不是外边金钱的奉献。
Now, consecration is not something you offer outwardly.
奉献是你我里边生命的奉献。
Instead, it's the offering of our inner lives.
罗马书十二章第一节告诉我们。
Romans 12:1, as we read.
所以弟兄们呐、啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Therefore, brothers, I implore you by the mercies of God.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
Which is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
Acceptable to Him.
你们如此侍奉。乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable service.
我们这个道理都听过。
We all heard of this teaching.
我们基督徒属灵生命的经历。
We Christians, our spiritual experiences.
是从奉献开始。
Start from consecration.
求圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
多少的时候我们落在一个难处的里边。
How many times as we sink into problems.
我们怨这个怨那个。
We complain against this and that.
多少的时候是我们不能把自己奉献给神。
But then again, how many times simply because we cannot consecrate ourselves to Him?
我们不能把自己交在这位羔羊的手里的。
We do not want to commit ourselves into the hand of the Lamb.
神给我们一个生命。
God has given us this life.
我们却不能把自己交在神的手里的。
Then we cannot commit ourselves to His hand.
我们也许有很多的怕。
Maybe we have so many fears.
我们怕外边。
We're afraid of something outwardly.
怕其他人。
Fear of other people.
我们不敢跟我们的朋友、跟我们的同事做见证。
We wouldn't dare to testify to our friends, to our colleagues.
当我们开始一个奉献的生活的时候。
But starting with this consecrated life.
我们就能像尼哥底母一样为神做见证。
We will be like Nicodemus who bore witness for God.
多少的时候我们还怕自己。
And so many times we are even afraid of ourselves.
你有没有怕自己的时候？
Have you ever been afraid of yourselves?
我这里说的不仅仅是我们对我们自己的身体怕呀。
I'm not only talking about being afraid of being physically ill.
多少的时候我们不能奉献自己的时候。
So many times when we cannot consecrate ourselves,
我们自己的里边逃避神。
Inside us, we're trying to get away from God.
我们很怕提起神。
We're afraid of simply the mentioning of God.
我们很怕我们里边的这位神。
We're so much afraid of the God who resides in us.
所以我们不仅在外边偷偷的做基督徒。
So not only outwardly, we would.Be secretly disciple, following Jesus.
我们在里边也偷偷的做基督徒。
Even secretly, inwardly,
在有些场合
we are his disciples.
在有些场合
In, at so many occasions,
特别是我们的年轻人
especially our young people,
恨不得说我们自己不是基督徒。
Sometimes we even hate to confess that we are Christians.
我们有这个怕。
We have this fear.
尼哥底母也怕。
Nicodemus was also afraid.
但是当他看见那个羔羊的时候
But when he saw the lamb,
羔羊跟他发生关系
The lamb related to him.
他就公开的为羔羊做见证
And publicly, he bore witness of this lamb.
他就开始过一个奉献的生活
He became this consecrated life.
你我如果怕的时候
When you and I are afraid of something,
这是我们的出路。
Then we shall take this as a way out.
认识羔羊。
That is, know the Lamb.
奉献我们的生活。
Consecrate our lives to Him.
跟从羔羊。
Follow the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们还要在夜里来见耶稣，要到几日呢？
How much longer do we continue to see Jesus by night?
我们多少的时候只有夜里才敢来见耶稣。
There are so many times we can only dare to see him by night.
求圣灵光照。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
让我们知道我们的光景。
So that we truly know our inner conditions.
最后一个人。
Now the last person.
乃是在马可福音十五章。
Is recorded in Mark 15.
马可福音十五章。
Mark 15.
十五章第二十一节。
Verse 21.
我读给大家听。
Allow me to read it for you.
有一个古利奈人西门，就是亚历山大和鲁弗的父亲，从乡下来，经过那地，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
Then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by to bear his cross.
我们都知道这件事情。
We all know this event.
他是替耶稣背着十字架上骷髅地上哥哥他山。
This was the person who bore the cross and all the way to Golgotha.
所以耶稣被钉在那里。
And on that cross that he bore, Jesus was crucified.
这个人圣经里头没有多介绍他。
This person the Bible did not have much saying of.
不知道他是什么原因来到这个地方。
We do not know why he came to this place.
也许他是来耶路撒冷。
Maybe he came to Jerusalem.
来访友的。
To visit friends.
也许他是来赶集的。
Maybe he came to attend some markets.
也许他是来观光旅游的。
Or simply for sightseeing, maybe.
或者我们更高一层的来看看这个人。
Now, let's consider him more seriously, deeply.
也许他是来过逾越节的。
Maybe, at a higher level, he came to hold the feast at Jerusalem.
也许他有一颗心要去圣殿里敬拜神。
Maybe he had this heart to worship God in the holy temple.
我们不知道他是自愿来的，还是被人强迫邀请来的。
We don't know if he came here on his own.Are being invited or being compelled.
但是有一件事情我们知道
But one thing we do know.
但是他在这个地方遇到一件不太快乐的事情。
He simply came across something very unpleasant.
第一件是他看见处死刑。
First, he saw this penalty of death.
在世人的眼睛里看，这是一件丧事，丧气的事。
In man's heart, this is so disheartening.
他更倒霉的是。
And something even worse for him.
他被罗马兵丁抓来。
He was taken by all the Roman soldiers.
为这个要处死刑的人背那个丑恶的十字架。
To bear this ugly cross for that person who would soon be put to death.
那个丧气的十字架。
This disheartening cross.
多么的倒霉的一个人。
Oh, what a mishap he had here.
但是有一件事情奇妙的发生了。
But something amazing happened here.
圣经在后边两次提到这个人。
The Bible mentioned this very person twice in later chapters.
一处是在《使徒行传》十三章第一节。
First in Acts 13.
那里头讲到安提阿教会的主要同工。
Acts 13:1 speaks of the important co-workers in the church of Antioch.
研究圣经的人告诉我们，那个尼叫做尼杰的西面，就是这个古利奈人西面。
And the Bible students who study the Bible tell us the person Simeon, also called Niger, is this Simon.
还有一处是在罗马书十六章十三节。
Another place is Romans 16:13.
当保罗在向众弟兄姊妹问安的时候
，When Paul gave his salutation to all the brothers and sisters，
特别的问到鲁弗家人的安
，He especially greeted the household of Rufus。
这个鲁弗的家人就是古利奈人的家人。
And this household of Rufus is just the household of this Simon。
但是这件事让我们看到什么
？And what does this all show us？
这个古利奈人乃是在神的家教会中心服侍的人。
We know this Cyrenian Simon, he services in God's household.
他从那个十字架上一个倒霉的经历
，from that disheartenedly bad experience over there at Golgotha,
变成了一个在神的家中中心的人
，that turned him into the core figure in God's household.
什么东西改变了他
？What has transformed him?
什么东西改变他
？What was that?
当他背着那个十字架的时候
，As he bore the cross，
他并不知在替耶稣背那十字架的时候
，While he was bearing the cross for Jesus，
他并不知道那是一件多荣幸的事情。
He didn't consider that something fortunate。
他并不知道那个十字架是荣耀的十字架。
He didn't know that cross was a glorious cross。
他是被强迫去的。
Because he was compelled to do it。
他是被迫去的。
He was forced to do it。
可是当他看见那只羔羊的时候
，But as he saw this lamb，
什么样的一个转变
？What was the big transformation？
他在神的家中忠心的服侍。
Now faithfully he served in God's house。
我们仔细想想自己的光景。
Now as we consider our own situations here，
多少的时候我们在神的家中的服侍也是被动的。
So many times our services in God's house are compelled, are forced to do so.
也许是擦地板。
Maybe you're wiping the floor.
也许是做清理的。
Or cleaning.
也许是在饭食的服侍。
Or you may serve in the food ministry.
我不能一一的去讲。
I cannot pinpoint one by one.
多少的时候我们是被勉强来的。
So many times we're being compelled to do this service.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有看到那是一件荣耀的事情。
Because we do not see that service as glorious.
我们会说，如果我们像西这个古利奈人一样，那个十字架我一定主动的去背。
Well, we would say that if I'm like that Simon, that Cyrenian, I would take initiative to bear that cross.
因为那是荣耀的十字架。
Because that's a glorious cross.
可是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
But dear brothers and sisters.
他背的时候他并没有看。
While he was bearing this cross, he did not see it.
但是这个十字架成为他一生的帮助。
But this cross became the help all his life.
他从被动的。
From being compelled.
变成主动的。
To being taking initiative.
他从抱怨。
From complaining.
变成了赞美。
To praising.
为什么？
Why?
因为他看见了那羔羊。
Because he saw the lamb.
他在十字架上看见了那个羔羊。
He saw the lamb on the cross.
今天你我弟兄姊妹们。
Now today, you and I, brothers and sisters.
求圣灵光照我们。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit shine unto us.
我们的难处在哪里？
To see where our problems are.
在我们自己的里面。
Because all the problems are inside us.
因为我们还是被勉强的来背十字架。
Because we have been acting like being compelled to bear the cross.
什么叫背十字架？
What is to take up your cross?
十字架不是背在外边的。
Cross is not something that you carry on outwardly.
如果我们看见那个在外头还痛苦的时候，那个样子不是背十字架。
If we show as being so painful bearing the cross, this is not taking up the cross.
十字架是在我们的里边的。
Instead, the cross is inward.
是别人看不出来。
This is something other people cannot see.
圣经里头没有描写这个古利奈人怎么样在里边背。
The Bible never describes how the Cyrenian Simon bearing this cross.
因为十字架本身就是在里边的。
Because the cross is simply inward.
当圣经里的记载他在外边背的时候。
As the Bible records him as bearing the cross outwardly.
那是他在被勉强的时候。
That's the time when he was being compelled to do so.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
多少的时候我们那个十字架是背在外边的。
So many times that we're bearing our cross outwardly.
我们是让外人都看得见的。
To be seen by all.
圣经里头告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
这是被勉强的。
This is being compelled.
神要我们是在主动的在里边背。
God wants us to take initiative to bear the cross inwardly.
在这段圣经里头。
Now in this passage.
告诉我们一件事。
We also learn one thing.
这个十字架乃是在我们在教会的侍奉上。
This cross appears in the service of our
church. 多少的时候。
So many times.
我们个人追求属灵容易啊。
It's so much easier for us to pursue God spiritually.
当我们在教会里的时候，跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，难处就来了。
When we come together in the church with brothers and sisters, all the problems arise.
不仅是同工之间会有摩擦。
Not only there is confrontation between co-workers.
有的时候，甚至我们在真理上的看见也不一样。
And sometimes even we're different on the inside of the truth.
但是感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
这个十字架会在我你我的里边。
This cross inside you and me.
把我们磨合
will combine us together
让我们在里边经受着十字架的工作
and that we will experience the work of the cross inwardly
我们在圣经里看到这三个人
now as we look at the three figures in the Bible
第一个人
the first person
那个人他经历了跟神的同在
experiences the presence of God
第二个人
the second person
他经历了奉献生活的开始
experiences the beginning of a consecrated life
第三个人
now the third person
他经历了与主的同行
experiences walking with God
与主的同行这条路是十字架的道路
walking with God is the way of cross
他跟从神跟从耶稣是一条十字架的道路
as he follows Jesus that's the way of the cross
我们都记得主耶稣的一句话
we all remember Jesus saying
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背，天天背起他的十字架跟从我。
If anyone desires to follow him,
这是与主同行的道路。
Let him take up his cross daily and follow me.
这是我们
This is the way of walking together with him.
这是我们认识羔羊和我们的关系。
This is the understanding of the relationship between the lamb and us.
最后在结束的时候。
Now, as I conclude this sharing,
我们继续来讲老施洗约翰的见证。
I would like to tell you more about the testimony of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰的见证不仅仅在这里头，这是老使徒约翰记载下来的。
Now, the testimony of John the Baptist as recorded by the old-aged Apostle John.
我们要把这个使徒约翰的见证从头到尾看一遍。
We would like to look at the testimony of John the Baptist from the beginning to the end.
他讲那是神的羔羊。
Here he says, the Lamb of God.
这个羔羊不仅仅是这个代罪赎罪的羔羊。
The Lamb of God not only is a substitutionary lamb.
他是那永世的羔羊。
But he is the Lamb in eternity.
是那得胜的羔羊。
He is the victorious Lamb.
是那样还要再来的羔羊。
He is the Lamb who is to come again.
这只羔羊
and this lamb,
圣经里怎么记载他怎么样见证他
how does the Bible bear witness of him
他说他是用圣灵施洗的
it says that he baptizes with the Holy Spirit
圣灵施洗就进成了一个身体
because Holy Spirit baptizes us all into one body
这个身体是什么
and what is this body
就是教会
and that is the church
什么是教会
what is the church
教会就是这心腹
and the church is the bride The church is the bride.
谁是那新郎呢?
Then who is the bridegroom?
是这羔羊。
The lamb.
在启示录里。
In the book of Revelation.
使徒约翰让我们看见。
Apostle John showed us this.
那只羔羊不仅仅是得胜的羔羊。
The lamb is not only the triumphant lamb.
不仅仅是得荣耀的羔羊。
It's not only the lamb that receives glory.
他也是要那再来的羔羊。
The lamb is also the one who is to come again.
他来的时候要娶他的心腹。
As he comes, he will take his bride.
要迎接我们的教会。
He will receive his church.
就是你我。
And that's you and I.
羔羊来两次。
The lamb has come twice.
第一次。
The first time.
他是赎罪的羔羊。
He was a lamb that redeemed our sins.
他是来成就救赎的。
He came to accomplish all the salvation.
第二次。
Second time.
他是来得荣耀的。
He's come to receive his glory.
他是得胜的羔羊。
He's a victorious lamb.
是要施行审判的。
He's a lamb who will judge.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
请问你一件事。
I would like to ask you one thing.
第一次来是谁预备他的道路
？Now, when he came the very first time, who prepared the way for him?
施洗约翰说我来是要来预备主的道路
John the Baptist said I came to prepare the way for him
为的是有人能接待他
So that people will receive him
施洗约翰是谁
Who is John the Baptist
他跟羔羊的关系是什么
Was his relationship with the lamb
施洗约翰是个伟大的人
John the Baptist is a great man
主耶稣说他凡是女人生的这个世界上没有一个大过她的
Jesus says out of those who were born of women none is greater than him
这么伟大的一个人
Such a great person
他跟羔羊的关系是什么
What's his relationship with the lamb
他是新郎的朋友
He's simply the friend of the bridegroom
羔羊第二次再来的时候
When the lamb comes the second time
谁预备他的道路
Who will prepare his way for him
谁预备他的道路
Who will make straight his path?
教会
The church.
羔羊的妻
That's the bride of the lamb.
新娘啊
That's the very bride.
就是你和我呀
And that's you and me.
我们跟羔羊的关系是什么
And what's our relationship to him?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要来仔细想一想
We have to consider this carefully.
We
are greater than John the Baptist.
We are
not the groom's friend.
We
are his bride.
神要迎娶的是我们啊。
God wants to take us as his wife.
我们预备好这个道路了吗?
Have we prepared the way for him?
求圣灵光照我。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
我们今天预备好这个道路了吗?
Have we prepared the way for him today?
施洗约翰来预备神的道路的时候是怎么预备的？
How did John the Baptist prepare the way for Jesus?
他是用水施洗。
He baptized with water.
是悔改的洗。
As the baptism of repentance.
他是那旷野的声音。
He is the voice in the wilderness.
他是传那悔改的道。
He preaches the repentance of sin.
他是用水与道为主预备道路。
And he prepared the water with the prepared the way for the Lord with the water and the word.
他用水与道预备羔羊的道路。
He prepared the way for the lamb with the water with God's word.
羔羊第二次的来。
As the lamb comes the second time.
我们用什么方法去预备神的道路？
How can we prepare the way for him?
预备羔羊的道路。
To prepare the way for the lamb.
以弗所书第五章告诉我们。
Ephesians 5 tells us.
他怎么说呢？他要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己。
He will sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of the water by his word to present a glorious church to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神预备他的道路的方法没有变了。
The method of God to prepare the way for himself has never changed.
还是水借着道。
Still is the water and his word.
可是我们预备好了吗?
But are we prepared?
我们预备好了吗?
Are we ready?
我们常常盼望主的再来。
We often hope for his second coming.
恨不得主今天就来。
Oh, if only he could come today.
求圣灵光照我们。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
是谁在单言主的再来?
Who is deterring his coming again?
这只羔羊，这只新郎。
This lamb, this groom.
两千年前就预备好了。
He was ready 2,000 years ago.
他一直等着新妇预备好。
He's been waiting and waiting for the bride to be ready.
我们中间其中有哪一个能够订了婚以后等两千年的？
Is there anyone among us who is engaged and wait for the wedding for 2,000 years?
可是新娘没有准备好。
But the bride is not ready here.
你我没有准备好。
That is, you and I are not ready.
求圣灵光照。
Oh, let Holy Spirit shine into our heart.
我们的主多么的巴不得能够来迎娶我们。
How much our Lord wished that he could come to receive us as his bride.
羔羊多么的盼望能够很快的迎娶他的心腹。
Oh, how much the lamb wishes to take his bride right now.
我们是他骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Because we are his bone of bones, flesh of flesh.
是我们在这里单言呢。
But we are here. We are delaying his coming.
求神能够恩待我们。
Oh, may the Lord, may God be gracious to us.
让我们看见这只羔羊。
So that we could see this lamb.
他不仅是替我们担当罪恶的羔羊。
Not only was he the lamb who took on all the sins for us.
他不仅是把生命给我们的羔羊。
Not only was he the lamb who gave us his life.
他也是要再来迎娶我们的羔羊。
But he is also the lamb who will come to take us as his bride.
有一个问题留在我们的心里。
Then there is this one question in our hearts.
我们预备好了吗?
Are we ready?
我们一起低头。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
恩主，我们再一次在你面前献上感谢。
Gracious Lord, once again we give you thanks.
感谢你成为父神的羔羊。
We thank you for becoming the Lamb of God.
担当我们的罪。
And take up all our sins.
把这复活的生命给我们。
You've given us this resurrected life to us.
我们更要感谢你，你还要再来迎娶我们。
We want to thank you even more because one day you will come to receive us.
求你给我们一个心智。
Oh Lord, give us this mind.
让我们真正的认识你。
That we would really know you.
完全地认识你。
To know you completely.
把自己预备好。
So we would prepare ourselves.
准备迎接你。
To receive you.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us all.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.